from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping a report this hour. Hundreds of CDC disease detectors are fired in another DOGE downsizing move.
They got their walking papers by email Saturday night, those emails citing poor performance, even though most of the CDC researchers who were purged had excellent performance records. DOGE had told the CDC it planned to eliminate 10% of its staff and that more terminations are coming. The CDC is responsible for protecting our nation against dangerous disease threats and responding quickly when they do arise. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Police in Saddlebrook are investigating an attack on a woman with a crossbow that left the woman hospitalized in serious condition. Police say the attack happened at the victim's place of employment on Route 46 East in Saddlebrook. They say the woman was shot in the face. The suspect reportedly fled the scene before police arrived. The New Jersey native Jonas Brothers are celebrating a huge milestone at New Jersey's Mega Mall.
Nick, Joe, and Kevin Jonas grew up in Bergen County. The trio has planned a homecoming for their 20th anniversary of being a band. Jonas Con will include live performances, DJ sets, pop-up surprises, immersive experiences, Q&A panels, and special guest appearances. The special one-day event at American Dream Mall is set for March 23rd. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. There's a new kid on the block, the AI block, that is. Myra Muradi was the former chief technology officer at OpenAI. She left the company in September and has now assisted in the founding of a new artificial intelligence startup called Thinking Machines Lab. It's one of the many new young companies vying for dominance in the AI space. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 10 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area on Olden Ave in Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. And will things warm up tomorrow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There are no significant widespread snowstorms on the horizon for New Jersey. There is a bit of snow in the forecast for tomorrow, especially along the southern coast, but I think we're only looking at an inch or two of accumulation centered on far southern New Jersey, Cape May and Atlantic counties. For most of New Jersey, no accumulation, no travel impacts from this storm system. Tonight stays mainly clear, and it is going to be cold. Lows in the teens, wind chills in the single digits. Turning cloudy tomorrow with light snow clipping the southern coast late. Highs in the upper 20s, a continuing chance for snow showers on Thursday. Maybe a little more widespread, but again, not a big deal. Mostly cloudy and breezy Thursday, highs around 30. Sunny and a bit warmer on Friday, highs push into the mid-30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
In Parsippany, it is 25 degrees, South Plainfield 27, Manahawkin also 27. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by ACI Medical and Dental School, New Jersey's premier healthcare training in Eatontown. ACI Medical and Dental School offers a short-term program that can help jumpstart a long-term career as a medical or dental assistant in less than 4 months. Call 732-440-4110 or visit aci.edu.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.